好，我们现在要一同来祷告。
We're going to pray now.
求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
And ask God to guide our service this afternoon.
让我们在我们生命当中主耶稣兴旺，那我们自己本身呢来衰微。
So that in our heart Jesus may increase and we decrease.
一同来祷告。
So kneel down and pray.
今天下午要用这个题目，他必兴旺，我必衰微，来做我们的互相勉励。
Today we use the topic of he must increase, I must decrease as a mutual encouragement.
我们请翻约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
约翰福音第三章二十七节。
John chapter 3 verse 27.
好，我们看二十六节开始。
Let's start from verse 26.
有人来见施洗约翰，跟他讲这句话。约翰福音第三章二十六节，说就来见约翰说，拉比，从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。二十七节。
Verse 27.
约翰说，他若不是从天上赐的。人就不能得什么。二十八节。我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。二十九节。娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就是快乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。三十节。他必兴旺，我必衰微。这是当有人该怎么讲，没有智慧的时候跟这个施洗约翰说，你看那个人上次你帮他做见证，他洗礼的人比你还要多。
Talking about some person who was somewhat ignorant, he said to John that says, someone who you baptize is greater than you.
这时候这个约翰没有 起嫉妒心。
But John did not become jealous.
因为他有一个很好的原则。
Because he had a very good principle.
他的原则就是主耶稣要兴旺，他必衰微。
His principle is that Jesus Christ must increase and I must decrease.
那他把自己呢形容像说是新郎的朋友。
So he said that John said he was like the friend of the bridegroom.
那新妇和新郎是主角。
And the bride and groom are the main characters.
大部分的人都参加婚礼过。
Most of us have attended weddings before.
在结婚的那日新郎和新娘是主角。
On that day, the bride and groom are the main characters.
那我不知道你有没有看过假如说伴郎还是伴娘还是这个客人贵宾到的时候站的风头变成他们是主角的话，你感觉如何？
I don't know if you ever seen the situation where the bridesmaid or the best man became the center of attention. How would you feel?
还是这个客人来了，对不对？
或者
全部的人转向力都是转往客人，而不是往新郎。
Or the guests become the center of attention and not the bride and groom.
那这种客人的话，不知道怎么做客人。
So in that case, those guests do not know how to be guests.
任何人去呢，就是要使新郎和新娘要显现他们出来。比如说有贵宾来的话，有名声的人来，对不对？其实是帮助他们，使他们这个婚礼呢，漂亮，荣耀。
People go to the wedding to help the bride and groom to look beautiful. The even famous people they come, they're there to help the bride and groom.
那这句话他必兴旺，我必衰微。这个有时候是一个很抽象的一句话。
So this phrase, he must become greater, I must become less. It can be very abstract.
那我今天要用两个人的例子。
So today I want to use the examples of two people.
就是扫罗还有大卫。
That is Saul and David.
一个人呢，就是这个扫罗他是什么？他必兴旺，别人要必衰微。
And Saul was he had to be greater, and other people had to be lesser.
那他结果怎么样？
And what happened?
那这个大卫呢是另外一个人。
But David was another person.
他让神呢兴旺起来。
He let God be
greater. 在他生命当中。
in his life.
那他自己呢？衰微。
And he himself he became less.
我们看看他结果怎么样。
So let's see what his result was.
那首先我们来看这个扫罗。
So let's look at Saul first.
啊，我们首先来看这个扫罗第十章，啊，没有，撒母耳第十章。撒母耳第十章。
First Samuel.
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
撒母耳第十章。
撒母耳记
第十章的二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 22。
我们来看他的这个生命的转变。
And let's see how his the changing in his life。
是什么一步一步的变成自己越来越大，那神越来越小
？How did he become he himself become greater and God become less？
在这中间呢，每个阶段我们在学习到什么
？And from every stage, we can learn。
啊，这个撒母耳记上第十章二十二节到二十四节。
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 22 to 24.
可以看到说扫罗是个很谦卑的一个人。
We can see that Saul is a very humble person.
啊，当人家抽签抽到他要来做王的时候。
When they drew lots and had him be the king.
啊，人家找不到他。
They couldn't find him.
二十二节就有人问神说，啊，这个扫罗跑去哪里呢
？So in verse 22, they said that has his mind come yet?
那神说啊，他躲在藏在这个器具中啊。
And the Lord said that he has hidden himself among the baggage.
23节人家就把请他过来。
And then verse 23, they ran and brought Saul out.
24节撒母耳宣布给众人知道说这个是神选他做王。
And verse 24, Samuel said that this is God, whom God has chosen to be king.
那24节下半段说众民就大声欢呼说愿王万岁。
And then the people shouted, "Long live the king!"
好，我们可以看到说，这时候扫罗没有他自己。
During this time, we see that Saul has nothing of himself.
他觉得他不配。
He feels that he's not worthy.
啊，那找他的时候，他躲起来。
When people were looking for him, he hid himself.
他很谦卑啊。
He was very humble.
可是呢，当他做王以后，他的心地慢慢的改变。
But once he became king, his heart started to change.
就像说，如果有人离开教会，不是说一天之内啊，他就离开教会，而是累积起来的，是慢慢的，到最后他离开教会。
Just like when someone leaves a church, it's not that they leave suddenly, but they gradually build up to that point.
那他什么时候开始慢慢离开神呢
？So when did Saul gradually start to leave the Lord.
我们看撒母耳记上十三章。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
十三章第十节。
Chapter 13, verse 10.
以下。之前呢，这个撒母耳有个对扫罗说啊，要等我七天，那我绝对会到。
Samuel had told Saul that wait for me for 7 days and I will be there.
那要做什么事情？等我来献祭。
He said, "Don't do anything. I will make the sacrifice."
那第八节这里记载说，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期啊，等了七日。
And then over here it says that Saul waited for Samuel for 7 days.
啊，圣经上说撒母耳没有到。
And also says that Samuel did not arrive.
那第九节扫罗就开始献祭给神了。
And verse 9, Saul started to offer the sacrifice to the Lord.
那第十节刚好记载。当他献完祭礼以后，这个扫罗就到了，撒母耳就到了。
And verse 10, just as he finished, Samuel arrived.
那这个扫罗问他说：“你为什么这样做
？”And Samuel asked him, "Why did you do this?"
扫罗说：“因为我见百姓离开我散去，你又不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密抹十二节。”所以啊，我心里说啊，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华啊，非利士人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭啊。所以我们可以看到说，这时候为什么扫罗违背神
？So verse 11, verse 12, Saul saw that the Samuel had not come, and the people were scattering the Philistines or assembling.
其实扫罗没有说谎，他说在七日这个以内啊，他会到。七日那时候还没完呢。
And Samuel did not lie. He said he would come in 7 days, and at that point, the 7 days was not up yet.
这时候我们可以看到扫罗对神的，就是说不敬虔的地方在哪里。
And we can see where Saul was not faithful to God.
对神不尊敬的地方就是他没办法 听神的命令到底。
Where he could not respect God was he could not follow God's word to the end.
快要结束了，可是他等不及了。
The time was almost up, but he couldn't wait.
Okay, 所以这是第一步。扫罗呢，在他心中呢，自己的意思就高起来，神呢，就跌了一段了。
So this is the first time where Saul lifted himself up, and then God fell a step down.
啊，这个是很稍微的，这个很渺小，这个要去真的好好去思考，可以看得到说，他对着神的态度就偏差了。对，第一点。
And this is subtle, but a point of how his status with God changed.
那他对扫罗对撒母耳的距离啊，也远了。
And his distance with Samuel also increased.
在十三节，扫默就责怪，就直接说了，说你做的糊涂事啊。
In verse 13,
你守神的命令。
Samuel said that you acted foolishly and you did not keep the commandment of the Lord.
所以扫默说完后呢，在这个十五节就说他起来就走了。
And then verse 15, Samuel left after he said these words.
啊，只是暂时的分开，可是这是一个不好的分开啊。
This
is 心平气和的分开，而是就是好像吵过架的分开。
This is just a temporary departure, but it was not a pleasant departure. It was a departure was like when you fight with someone.
我们看这个十五啊，撒母耳第十五章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 15.
他离神的十五章的时候，他离神更远了一点。
In chapter 15, he left the Lord even more.
啊，十五章这里记载的神命令他去。完全的毁灭撒玛啊，这个亚玛利人，还有他的一切牛羊。
And in this section, God told Saul to kill the Amalekites and all their livestock.
那他没有完全去做。
And Saul did not fully follow the commandment.
我们看十二节。
那这个 verse 12。
这时候撒母耳去找他。
Verse 12, Samuel went to meet Saul.
撒母耳清早起来迎接扫罗。有人告诉撒母耳说，扫罗到了密迦，在那里立了纪念碑啊，又转身下到吉甲。我们可以看到说，这时候扫罗呢，他要别人纪念啊，他所做的事情。
And verse 12, we see that Saul wanted other people to remember what he did.
他怕下一代人不知道他做了打败亚玛利人。就立了个这个纪念碑。
He was afraid that the next future generations would not know what he did with the Amalekites.
所以我们可以看到他自己本身呢，想去把自己抬举越来越高。
So we can see that he wanted to lift himself higher.
那关于神的方面呢？关于对神这方面呢
？In terms of the Lord.
啊，其实他在信仰上妥协了。
And he's made a compromise.
我们可以看到说，扫罗的确是有去杀马死。这个亚玛利人。
We see that Saul did go and kill the Amalekites.
可是他没有完全的遵从。
But he did not fully obey.
他把这个亚玛利人的王啊留下来。
He kept the king of the Amalekites alive.
这是直接跟神有违背。他做了99%，不是9%，他违背了。他没有把这些事情做好。
So he disobeyed God. He did not fully obey the Lord.
可是我们不能说他完全没有做，他是有做。
But we
有听从神的命令。
Can't say he completely didn't obey, but he did not obey fully.
那后来他把这个牛羊呢也留下来。
And then he also kept the livestock.
他留好的。
And he left the good livestock.
所以他也是妥协。
So he compromised.
如果我们在我们信仰上，如果我们要神啊，在我们信仰这个兴旺起来，在我们心中啊兴旺起来，我们是微小的话，我们不能在信仰上妥协。
So in our life, in our faith, if we want God to increase and us to decrease, we cannot compromise.
神的命令，我们不能妥协。
God, we cannot compromise God's commandments.
那这时候，这个撒母耳问他说：“你为什么这样做？”
And then at that point, Samuel asked him, "Why did you do this?"
我们看这个二十一节
，verse 21。
而百姓却在所当面的物啊中取的最好的牛羊啊，要在吉甲献于耶和华你的神。
Verse 21, the soldiers took the sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord their God at Gilgal.
其实他把违背神的这旨意呢，推罪给百姓。
So he uses a disobedience of God, he pushed it onto the people.
之前我们提到他开始对这民有利有兴趣，
and then,
他对民的权位所做的事情有兴趣。
He started to have an interest in having power and the glory.
他也对钱财也有兴趣。
And he became interested in money as well.
那其实打完胜战的时候啊， 国王是领最大的这什么，这个什么掳掠的东西啊， 带领头说领最多的， 其他的呢是分小礼物。 他说是百姓的原因啊， 他们要啊， 所以啊， 百姓就留下来了。
So,
自己的事啊， 自己想要的不提。
Usually after a battle, a victorious battle, the king gets the best of the spoils and the soldiers get the what's left over. But here he's saying that the soldiers took what was the best.
那我们可以看到他跟撒母耳的距离更加的远离，这些象征的他跟神的距离啊，远离了。
So here you can see that his distance with Samuel will increase even more, just like his distance with God.
好，我们来看这个二十五节。这时候，这个扫罗这样说：“现在求你啊，赦免我的罪，同我回去，我好拜敬拜耶和华。”二十六节，扫母耳对扫罗说：“我不同你回去啊，因为你厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做以色列的王。” 二十七节，撒母耳转身要走，扫罗就止住他外袍的衣裳，衣裳就撕裂了。二十八节，撒母耳对他说：“如今如此，今日耶和华从以色列国与你断绝，将这国赐予比你更好的人。”二十九节，以色列的大人者必不至说谎，也不至于后悔，因为他为非是人。 绝不后悔， 30节。
Verse 30.
扫罗说：“我有罪了。”虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。 31节。
Verse 31.
于是撒母耳转身跟随扫罗回去，扫罗就敬拜耶和华。我们跳到这个。 34节和35节。34节记载，扫母耳就离开了那地方，回家去。35节这里说，扫母耳直到死的日子再没有见扫罗，但扫母耳为扫罗悲伤，是因耶和华后悔立他为以色列的王啊。所以我们可以看到说，这件事情，扫罗违背神以后啊，扫母耳和扫罗是不见面的。
So we can see from this instance, after Saul went against the Lord, Saul and Samuel did not meet again.
在这个30节,
Verse 30.
当这个扫罗说我有罪了，他还是很顾念他的面子。
He said that I have sinned, but he still cared for his face.
他的自己的面子呢是越来越重要了。His
face was more and more important.
甚至祈求说，哎，你要给我面子，过来跟我一起去啊。 去敬拜神啊，让人家知道我也在敬拜神啊。He
said that he said to Samuel that you had to give me face, you had to come worship the Lord with me, so that people know that I am worshiping the Lord.
可是这是暂时的，他只是想利用撒母耳来稳固自己的王位。But
that was just temporary. He only wanted to use Samuel to help his kingship.
那其实撒母耳达到他的目的以后，他跟撒母耳是一刀两断，不理他了。But
Samuel cut the relationship cleanly.
所以我们可以看到说。 这时候的扫罗呢，他的自己意识自己是越来越兴旺起来了。So
we can see that Saul increased himself more and more.
那当他碰到事情的时候，他也不找神了。And
then when he encountered difficulties, he did not turn to God.
被邪灵干扰，他不求问神。And
after he was possessed by the spirit, evil spirit, he did not look to God.
在十七章打这个哥利亚的时候，也不求问神。
When in chapter 17, when he's fighting Goliath, he did not search see God.
撒母耳记上22章啊，他就直接杀死祭司了。And
in chapter 22, he just killed the priest.
到最后呢，他找这个28章，撒母耳记上28章，他就直接找这个巫婆来帮助他解决他的问题。
And in verse 28, he went to a witch to help him solve his problems.
那在这之前，我们来看一个经节。
Let's look at a verse.
我们看撒母耳记上二十章。
First Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章。
First Samuel chapter 20.
二十章的三十节。
Verse 30.
撒母耳记上二十章的三十节。
First Samuel chapter 20 verse 30.
扫罗向约拿单发怒，对他说：“你这王梗悖逆，之妇人所生的，我岂不知道你所喜悦耶西的儿子自取羞辱，以致你母亲入体蒙羞吗？”这是一节，三十一节。
31.
耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你和你的国位必站立不住。现在你要打发人去将他捉拿交给我，他是该死的。三十二节。约拿单对父亲扫罗说，他为什么该死呢？他做了什么事呢？三十三节。扫罗向约拿单执枪要刺他，约拿单就知道他父亲决意要杀大卫。这时候我们可以看到说，这个扫罗的心呢，被他的王位完全的控制住了。
And then at this point, we can see that Saul's heart is completely controlled by his kingship.
不讲理。
He could not be reasoned with.
为了自己王位，谁都可以杀。
For his own kingship, he was willing to kill anyone.
什么事情都可以做。
He was willing to do anything.
从面可以看到说，扫罗从开始到最后呢，他是一步一步的，慢慢的走下去。
So we can see Saul from the beginning to end, he walked downwards step by step.
自己的意识越来越强，自己要表现自己。
His own self, he became very stronger and stronger.
那神呢？就像这个撒母耳，离他越来越远了。
And then Sam, his Scott like Samuel, God like Samuel, grew further and further away.
其实他跟撒母耳的关系，就可以象征他跟神的关系。
His relationship with Samuel was just like his relationship with God.
今天我们也要看查考，从他的例子上查来查看我自己。
So we have to use his example to examine ourselves.
我们是不是越来越慢慢远离神呢？
Are we gradually leaving the Lord?
比如说。
For example.
以前我们聚会是很准时到，还甚至提早到。
Before when we come to church, we come on time or even come early.
那后来呢？慢慢的，越来越慢，越来越慢，是后来是准时到，后来是慢五分钟。
So we start gradually to come on time, then we're late for 5 minutes.
当然我知道，当然有些人有孩子这个事情有时候会延长一下。
And I know some people they have kids, so of course they take a little more time.
我现在不是提那些事情，我们要提说，我们有时候时间越来越多了。
I'm not talking about those situations, but I'm saying when we have time.
时间越来越多，可是呢，聚会的时间心态变了。
We have more time to ourselves, but our attitude changes.
对我来讲，我如果迟到了，我自己。
To me personally, if I am late,
我会吓一跳。
I will be a little bit scared.
我会问我自己说，我是不是心有点变了？
I will think to myself, has my heart changed?
我为什么迟到？
Why am I late?
是真的塞车缘故吗？真的是特别事情发生呢？还是这个心就好像比较懒散一点？
Is it because I really face some special situation like traffic, or is it just because I'm becoming more lazy?
这些事情我们是从这个小事情来观察我们自己。
So from these little things, we can examine ourselves.
那我们现在来提大卫。
So let's talk about David now.
那大卫呢？这个是越来越把神放在第一。
So David put God more than Saul.
他的结果跟扫罗完全不一样。
Conclusion was totally different from Saul.
我们来看这个。我们来看这个大卫。
Take a look at David.
我们看这个撒母耳记上十八章。
Let's go First Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章。
First Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章的第七节。
First Samuel chapter 18 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
在这里大卫立了一个大功。
David had complete a great test.
他杀死哥利亚，让以色列人打胜战。
He killed Goliath and had the Israelites complete a great victory.
这时候呢，大家都妇女就赞美这个说，唱诗说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And the women sang that Saul slain his thousands and David slain tens of thousands.
这时候大卫啊没有出声。
And David did not say anything.
有时候我记得我们刚开始出来做事的时候，做圣工的时候。
I remember when in the beginning when we first come out to do holy work.
那我没把事情做好。
And sometimes I don't do things right.
我们有时候我们就把事情做好了。
When we do things, when we finish our tasks.
后来有人就称赞我们，不是吗
？And people will praise us.
特别有时候我们做的让人家觉得哎很不错，比我这个做的好几年还要好。
And especially when we do something, some people feel, wow, they did it really well, better than when I've done it.
他们就称赞我们。
And people would praise us.
那这时候我们可以看到说，当然这个圣经上没有记载的这个大卫骄傲，他因为大卫没有骄傲。
The Bible doesn't record that David was boastful.
No, 没有。可是人是在高举他。
But people were praising him.
看起来他好像是在希望当中，神好像没看到在哪里，没提到神。
Looks like he was full of himself and God was nowhere.
好，那我们看这个撒母耳记上的三章。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter 23.
这时候他受到很多的逼迫。
And then we see here, over here, he suffered a lot of persecution.
我们先看二十二章了。从十九章开始到二十二章是记载大卫受到逼迫，他跑到哪里去，没人要他，没人也可以帮助他。
From verse 19, let's start from verse 19.
Chapter 19,
it talks about how he was suffering. No one would help him.
第一节二十章的第一节记载了他很孤独。
Verse 20, chapter 1 says that he was very lonely.
他逃到这个杜兰洞，在那边住一段时间以后，他的兄弟啊来听到了。跑到他那边去。
He was in the mountain in the hole and said that what have I done?
给他安慰。
And his Jonathan comforted him.
不是 comfort， 他家人给他安慰。
So his family members comforted him.
那二十三章记着他也继续过逃跑的生活。
And then verse 23 also records how he lived a good life.
逃跑。
He was on the run. Sorry.
那二十三章记载他帮助有一个小城市的人，叫做基以拉。
He helped a small town, the people in a small town called Kila.
那么后来扫罗听见他帮助这个城呢，他想来追杀大卫。
And Saul heard that David had gone to Kila and he wanted to kill him.
那第四节，这大卫就求问神说啊，哎，这个。这些人啊，我帮助这些人呢、啊，会不会把我交在这个什么？不是第四节，对不起，第十节啊，就告诉问神说啊，这个扫罗会不会来这里要来害我
？And verse 10, David asked the Lord, "Will Saul kill the people in Keilah because of me?"
十一节
，verse 11,
那这些人会不会把我交在扫罗手中呢
？And then will the people of Keilah surrender me to him?
那神给他回答说啊。会的。
And the Lord said he will.
那他马上就跑了，大卫就跑了。
And then so David ran.
所以在这两个事件当中，二十二章和二十三章啊，我们可以看到说大卫呢，从神那边得到很多的恩典。
So in chapter 22 and 23, we see that David received a lot of grace from the Lord.
我们信徒也是这样子。
As believers, we all like this as well.
就刚刚我所唱的赞美诗一百零一首。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
本来是说啊，就是只有自己也没有耶稣。
The hymn starts out is all of me and none of Jesus.
后来体验到神的照顾恩典。
But after we experience God's love and grace.
为我们死。
Is that He died for us.
所以我们信主的时候呢，对神啊，对啊，神啊。对啊，我是要少一点的，你要多一点。
And then so when we believe in the Lord, we realize we have to have less of ourselves and more of Him.
那在日常生活当中体验更多神的恩典以后，去回想，去感受到。
And we will receive more grace from Him when we think about our lives.
就会说啊，神啊，你要更多，我要更少。
And then we think, God, you have to be greater and lesser.
这 撒母耳记上22章23章啊，其实就在诉说大卫怎么在依靠神，神怎么帮助他们，帮助他。
And chapter 22 and chapter 23 talks about how David relied on God.
好，我们有没有体验到像这个大卫一个人孤孤单单的时候？
Have we experienced,
神来帮助他呢？
Have we experienced a time when we're all alone like David and God came to help him?
啊，我就讲个见证好了。
I will share testimony.
啊，有个年轻的弟兄。
There was a young brother.
啊，他喜欢某某姐妹。
He liked a certain sister.
啊，他在大学里面。
And he was in college.
啊，他就，他也这个弟兄很害羞啊，不敢讲。
And、the brother was shy. He didn't say anything to the sister.
可是想想一段时间说，还是跟他表示表示，跟姐妹表示一下。
But then after some time, he thought that he should say something to the sister.
啊，一表示以后呢？这个姐妹没有说喜欢他，还马上的什么拒绝他、侮辱他、踢走。
And after he shared with the sister, not only did she not like him back, she rejected him and insulted him.
啊，这个弟兄很难过。
And the brother was very sad.
啊，这弟兄知道说啊，他不该这样做，去，因为时间还没有到，结婚时间还没有到，还在大学。
And he said he was very sad, but he knew he shouldn't have done that because the time was not right. He had not graduated from college.
他没有等候神的时间。
He did not wait for God's time.
那他还照样照常的体经验了，就是照常日常生活，他还是向神祷告。
And then he lived his life and he still prayed to God.
那在祷告的时候呢，他体验到说，体验到神就在他旁边，很爱他。
And when he prayed, he felt God was right next to him and loved him greatly.
在那时候，他心里难过，因为被人家拒绝。
And at that time, his heart was very sad because he had been rejected.
可是他向神祷告。
But he prayed to God.
他感觉到神爱他，神要跟他陪伴他在一起。
He felt that God was there with him, loving him, and there for him.
当别人不要的时候，神要。
When no one else wanted him, God wanted him.
他发觉到说，神很忠心。
He saw that God was very faithful.
是自己的错，没有听神的话，吃的亏。可是神还真是照样陪他。
It was his own mistake. He did not listen to the words of God.
因为他在祷告里面可以体验到神的爱，还有圣灵的充满。
Because in his prayer, he could feel the love of God and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以他印象很深刻，说哇，原来神这样爱我啊。
So his impression was very deep that God really loved him.
可是过了不久。
But after some time.
啊，这个。弟兄呢又犯了同样的错误。
He made the same mistake.
时间还没有到。
The time was not right.
他去看到一个喜欢的姐妹，他就去表示一下。
He saw a sister he liked, and then he went up to talk to her.
也吃了一个闭门羹啊，啊，被人拒绝。
And he also got rejected.
他很难过。
He was very sad.
觉得好像世上的人不喜，没人要他。
He felt that nobody on earth wanted him.
他父母亲也离他很远。
His parents also was very far from him.
没人可以体受到他的心里的孤独。
Nobody could experience his loneliness.
他又回去祷告。
He went to pray again.
他是在祷告的时候跟上次一模一样。
And when he prayed, it was exactly the same as last time.
神照样的充满他，让他感觉到神的爱。
God was filled in his heart. And he felt God's love.
他感觉到说啊，真的很惭愧。
And he felt very very
shameful.
Shameful. He very shameful.
同时呢，觉得说这个神啊，真太好了。
And at the same time, he felt that God was too great.
值得什么？他来侍奉，值得他来追求，来靠近。
He felt that God was something. He had to pursue after God and serve God.
其实我们在人世。生命上会碰到一些困难的
，and in our lives we'll face difficulties and mistakes.
我们不知道有没有好好的向神悔改，靠近神，被圣灵充满了。
Maybe we don't always repent fully to God and ask for His full.
如果我们碰到挫折来跟神祈求，那我们体验到神的爱，那难道我们不会更爱神吗？神更大，我们更小。
And if we come to the Lord with our shortcomings, will God not be filled in us and our grow and strengthen us?
那这个神呢，不只是在他别人不要他的时候，神跟他在一起。
And God is not only there when no one else wants us.
啊，神都一直跟他同在。
God was always there with him.
神还管教他。
God also disciplined him.
啊，有一次。
There's a one time.
啊，他说错话，撒了个谎。
He spoke a lie.
啊，没有，不是没有计划好的，就是随口而出。
He didn't plan this ahead, but it just came out of his mouth.
啊，说完了个谎言的时候，马上呢。他自己喉咙里面有一根刺。
And then right after he said the lie, there was a thorn in his throat.
他觉得一说话好像那个喉咙就插了个针一样，插下去很痛。
And then he felt that when he would speak, it would be like a needle piercing his throat.
他知道他做错了。
He knew he did something wrong.
可是他那时候很害怕。
But he was very afraid at that time.
很快就很快的跪下祷告。
So he immediately knelt down to pray.
跟神道歉，你说他下次不敢了。
Apologized to God and told God he would not.
那时候在聚会，他刚进来就开始祷告。
And that was when the service had just started, so he came and prayed.
祷告完以后，他感觉针不见了，他可以说话不痛了。
And after he prayed, he felt that that needle was gone. He could speak.
他很高兴。
And he was very happy.
他看那时候一起来看到弟兄姐妹。
And then he saw the brothers and sisters.
他就想了个问题。
And he thought of a question.
难道这些弟兄姐妹这礼拜都没有说错话吗？
He thought that can't be that none of these brothers and sisters did not say a lie during this week.
没有撒过谎这礼拜吗？
They never lied at all during this week.
不可能的。
That's impossible.
所以呢，奇怪呀。神为什么这样子管教我这么严啊？
So why did God discipline me so strongly?
他就对神生气。
So he was angry at God.
奇怪，为什么这样子？
Why did God do this to me?
后来神就用这个希伯来书十二章跟他这样讲。
So then God used Hebrews chapter 12 to tell him.
你看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这样说，你们又希伯来书十二章第五节。
Verse 5.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候。”也不可灰心。第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。他这时候这句话就浮现在他的脑海里面，在他心中。
And then these words were in his heart, in his brain.
哇，他很感动。
He was very touched.
原来神放一根刺在我喉咙里面，是因为他爱我。
God placed this thorn in my throat because he loved me.
神爱我，可能胜过于其他的人。
He loves me greater than anyone else.
所以神没有管教他们，神管教这位弟兄。
He did not discipline others, but he disciplined me.
啊，就跟神说，他就跟神说了。
So he said to the Lord.
神啊，以后啊，尽管来，不要客气。
Come, Lord, come often in the future.
就要打就打。
If I need to be hit me.
因为那是神的爱。
Because that is the love of God.
神是这样子什么帮助大卫，帮助那个弟兄啊。
That's how God helped David and helped that brother.
啊，当然有些人会消灭圣灵的感动啊。
And then some people will lose the movement of the Holy Spirit.
就像扫罗啊，人劝他的时候他不听，杀掉。
Just like Saul, when people try to counsel him, he didn't listen. He killed them.
可是。如果我们听神的这个什么劝这个教训的话，
But if we listen to the discipline of God,
那么神会把他的灵充满在我们身上。
He will fill his spirit in us.
所以那我们活出的生命呢，是主耶稣更加兴旺，我们是更加衰微，没有自己意思。
So that our lives will be live a life where he is greater in us and we are lesser in ourselves.
所以大卫这路途当中，信仰路途当中是一点一滴的。累积起来对神的体验，对神的感恩，体验到神的爱。
So David was gained the grace of God step by step in his life.
大卫也是有做过错事啊。
David also made mistakes.
在这个24章啊，还是25章那边记载着说，他差点哦气起来要杀人了。
In First Samuel chapter 5, it says that he was
25章。
25. It said that David nearly was about to kill someone.
是神差派一个妇人来阻止他。
But God sent a person to stop a woman to stop him.
所以他也差点犯错。
And David also nearly made a mistake.
他自己知道他自己有错。
And he knew that he made a mistake.
所以这个是大卫在他路程中所体验到的。
And this is what David experienced on his in life.
那在撒母耳记上24章和26章呢？大卫呢，在他生活当中就开始把神的分量越放越重。
And in First Samuel chapter 24 and 25, David started to place God greater in his life.
当这个24章，撒母耳记上24章，扫罗进入到这个洞里面去方便一下。
And when Saul entered into the cave to relieve himself,
他那时候想说，哎，旁边朋友说，你去杀他吧，这是神给你的机会。
And when all of David's comrades said that this is your chance to kill Saul, God gave you this chance.
后来他就割了这个扫罗后面的一个衣襟啊，后来感觉良心在责备啊。
And he cut a corner of his robe, and he felt his conscience was rebuking him.
那在26章呢？撒母耳记上26章，他更不一样了。
And verse 26, he was chapter 26, he was different.
26章的第二节啊，记载扫罗带3000人来追杀这个大卫。
And verse chapter 26, verse 2, it says that David brought 3,000 men to chase down David.
神让这些人都睡得很熟。
And God had all those people sleep a very sound.
后来这个大卫和这个亚比衰呢，就下到这个扫罗那边的营里面去。
And then David went down to the Saul's camp.
那亚比衰就跟大卫说第八节。
And Abishai said to David,
说现在神将你的仇敌啊交在你手里，求你容我拿枪啊将他刺在地一次，一枪一次就成，不用再刺了。第九节
，verse 9，
大卫对亚比衰说啊，不可害他，有谁伸手害耶和华的受膏者而无罪呢？好，在这里我们可以看到说，神在大卫的心里啊越来越强大。
And verse 9 and 10, we see that God in David's life became stronger and stronger.
其实这时候他可以报仇。
At this time, David could have taken revenge.
他不杀人，他不杀。
But he didn't.
可是别人想要杀。
But other people wanted to kill him.
他会去阻止。
And David stopped him.
跟他讲。
And he told him.
谁杀害神的受膏者无罪呢？
He said that who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?
其实他这个大卫可以转一边啊，说我不知道啊，你去杀吧。我不知道。
David could have turned a blind eye and said, I don't know what happened.
那这个就象征的，在这里，扫罗不杀死大卫，大卫不杀死扫罗，是不是因为他爱他，而是什么？他对神啊有敬畏的心。
And David didn't kill Saul, it's not because he loved Saul, but because he had a respect toward God.
第十节啊
，verse 10，
大卫说神呢可能会让他去战死啊，怎么样？那是神会去处理的事情。至于他呢，他不能伸手伤害神的受膏者。
And verse 10, David said that the Lord may strike him, but he himself could not kill the Lord's anointed.
好，我们弟兄姐妹有时候离开教会以后有时候会碰到一些试探。
And when brothers leave the church, sometimes they face temptation.
别人会说，哎，来来，我跟你讲，我们做这件事好不好？帮我个忙嘛。
Somebody might say, hey, let's do this together. Help me out.
可是这是违法的事。
But it is something illegal.
我看到我们弟兄姐妹成长了。
I can see if our brothers and sisters have grown.
他们说我不行。
They'll say I can't do this.
当我听到他们说不行的时候，就说我不能做这种事情。那我你心里知道说，神在他的心里面越来越兴旺。
And when I hear them say that, no, I can't. I know that God has become greater in their hearts.
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
啊，他体验到神很多恩典，他现在把神呢放在他心中更大。
He experienced a lot of God's grace, so he placed God greater in his heart.
我们看这个撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
是大卫呢，住在这个王宫里面。
This is when David was living in the palace.
他觉得不太好，因为他住在王宫里面，可是约柜却住在帐篷里面。
He felt that he was living in the palace, but the ark was...
对不起，第七章，第七章。
Sorry, in chapter 7, David was living in the palace, but the ark was living in a tent.
那他，这是神给他的恩典。那他为了感恩，他想说为神盖个圣殿。
This is a grace that the Lord had given to him, and David, in order, he wanted to repay that grace.
第七章二十六节。撒母耳记下第七章
，Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 26。
说愿能永远尊你的名为大，说万军之耶和华是治理以色列的神，这样你仆人大卫的家必在你面前坚立。这是大卫对神的祷告。
Verse 26 is the prayer of David toward the Lord。
他为了建圣殿，就是要让神的名为大，让人家知道说神是以色列的神。
He wants to construct the temple so that people would know the greatness of the Lord.
这是他在晚年的时候要想做的事情。
This is what he wanted to do. His,
这是第一件。
His old ages.
使神大，他自己微小。
And make the Lord greater and himself lesser.
那我们看撒母耳记下二三章。
这个 Second Samuel chapter 23。
二十三章
，verse 22，chapter 23，
从第八节以下。
Starting from verse 8。
这里记载了大卫的勇士。
Talks about David's mighty men。
一个国要强大，不是只有大卫会打战。
In order for a nation to be great, it was not just David who could fight。
要让神的名要有名望，这个国家要强壮。
For the God's name to be great, the nation has to be strong.
可是不能在乎一个人一个勇士。
But it is not based on one person.
那这个大卫呢？他在年老的时候，二十三章第一节，这是大卫快要死之前所说的话。可以看到说，大卫死之前呢，他已经什么培养了、训练了很多勇士出来。
And chapter 23, verse 1, in David's old age, we see that he had trained many mighty men to come forward.
Okay. 那这些人呢，做的事情呢，比大卫还要大。
And the things those men did were even greater than David.
这是神，这个大卫如何的使什么自己衰微，使神呢，这个兴旺一个方法。
And that is how David increased God and decreased himself.
同样我们在教会里面。
And similarly in church.
我们要让我们下一代做得比我们更好。
We have to have our future generations do even better than us.
所以我们不只把我们所知道的告诉给他们。
Not only do we tell them what we know.
而且要送他们去讲习会。
We have to send them to seminars.
因为在讲习会那边呢，他们可以接受更多。
Because in seminars they can learn more.
唯有他们学的比我们还要多。
You know, they can learn more than what we know.
那他们才有可能做得比我们还好。
And in that way, they can do better than us.
当然，知道是一回事。可是，如果我是假设他们知道更多，把全部都做出来了，那他们会比我们更好的。
Of course, knowledge is only one thing, but if they know, then they can do. They have.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们应该呢，来让神帮预备我们。我们要主动的，虽然时间有时候很赶。很忙啊，可是要抽空些时间来参加这个讲习会。
So I know that all of us are busy, but we should make time to come to these seminars.
这次有十几个人去伊丽莎白教会去参加这个圣工人讲习会。
There are about 10 to 20 people who went to the Holy Worker Seminar in Elizabeth Church.
我有个很深刻的感受。
I have a very deep impression.
如果人没有去的话
，If nobody went.
我会感觉到这个教会好像没有生命，没有这个想要突破，只是在这个自己圆圈子里面绕着绕着。 不出去。
I will feel that there's no life to the church that we're not able to overcome. We just stay within our circle. 如果我们出去
学习到新的东西，圣经的东西，别人的方法，别人的这个怎么去做，我们学习到了，哎，带来教会来解决问题，那不是我们可以突破吗？我们的现况。
If we go out and learn from others, learn new things, and then bring back the things we've learned to solve things in our church, have we not overcome?
只要学习到一样，至少一样就够了。
We only need to learn one thing.
用在教会里面。
And be able to use it in church.
我们弟兄姐妹可以得到很多好处。
We can, brothers and sisters can gain a lot.
如果我们连一次都没有，我们都没有出去。去讲协会。
If you never, we don't even go to those seminars once.
我们连一件东西都学不到啊。
We cannot learn even one thing.
所以我们去的时候，去参加讲协会，我们要记得，我们是为了什么？为我们自己，也为我们弟兄姐妹啊，去做的。
When we go to the seminars, we not only go for ourselves, but also our fellow brothers and sisters.
让这些讲协会带给我们新的生命。
So that we can gain new life from these seminars and new ways of doing things.
使我们教会更好。
So that we can become better.
使我们教会得到更多造就。
And then so our church can be more edified.
好，那这是大卫在晚年所做的第二件事情。
So this is the second thing that David did in his advanced age.
使更多的人出来。
He had more people come forward.
这是两方面，一方面是老的工人要。让这个年轻人年轻人来做他们的位置，同时呢，这个年轻人愿意受训练。
So it's twofold. The older people, older generation is willing to let the younger generation come forward and lead, and the younger generation also has to be willing to take on their responsibility.
最后
，and lastly,
我们看大卫所做的最后一件事情。
Let's look at the last thing that David did.
撒母耳 ，I mean 列王记上
，First Kings.
列王记上第一章
First Kings chapter 1
列王记上第一章
First Kings chapter 1
第一章的三十六节
Verse 36 to 37
其实在二十八节呢神大卫说是这个所罗门要做王因为这是神有特别吩咐他的事情。
And over here, David said that Solomon will be king because that is what the Lord commanded.
可是这时候，他这样说是因为他的所罗门的哥哥亚拿尼亚要篡位。
And
在第一章的第五节记载着亚多尼亚要篡位。
In chapter 1 verse 5 Solomon's brother Adonijah wanted to be king.
So it's not so how情况很危机.
So the situation was unstable at the time.
那时候大卫被蒙在鼓里。大卫被蒙到鼓里后来有先知跟他讲。
And then the priest went to David and told him.
所以大卫呢安排让所罗门来做王。
And then David made Solomon king.
我们看三十六节。
Let's look at verse 36.
大卫已经吩咐完以后，该怎么去做
？After David had commanded what was to be done.
旁边的人就这样说。
The people around them said.
耶大的儿子比尼亚对王说：“阿们，愿耶和华我主我王的神。”也这样命定三十七节
Verse 37
耶和华怎么样与我主我王同在愿他照样与所罗门同在使他的国位比我主大卫王的国位更大如果大卫这个心里很窄小的话
If David was more narrow-minded,
他听到这句话绝对不高兴
And he heard what Benaiah said in verse 36 he would not be happy He says, "Let my son be greater than me."
其实不是。大卫其实，大卫听到这句话也心里很高兴。
But David was not like that, and when he heard Benaiah say that, he was also very happy.
这个人讲的话也是一种祝福。
What Benaiah said was a form of blessing as well.
的确，后来所罗门的国位前那一段。大部分比大卫王还要来的隆美。
So, and in fact, Solomon's kingdom became even greater than David.
那这个也是教导我们说，在圣公上，我们要使神兴旺起来，对不对？因为有好的国，有强盛的国，这才荣耀神。那我们要使神的教会兴旺起来，我们要有更好的接棒来接替我们，做得比我们更好。
So teaches us that when we do the Lord's work, to make it stronger, we have to have others who are also be able to take it up for us and make
the Lord even greater. 这不是按人的旨意啊，这是按神的旨意，因为这所罗门是神所选召的。
And it is not according to man's will, but to God's will.
所以大卫呢，在他临死之前做这三件事情。
So before David passed away, he did these three things.
第一，他把这个约柜放。他盖圣殿，使约柜有一个圣殿。
He wanted to build a temple so that the ark could be in the temple.
第二，他栽培人才，是在国度神的国度里面有更多的勇士。
He trained workers in his kingdom so there would be mighty men in his kingdom.
第三，有一个接棒人可以接续他的这个职位。
And thirdly, he had someone who could take the baton and continue his work.
这是我们在人生信仰生在信仰路途中，我们要把我们的信仰交给。这个下我们的儿女交给下一代工人的做法。
How we should do our work in our lives, we have to really hand it off to our children or the next generation.
最后讲一句话。
Lastly, I want to say one thing.
我们今天当然查考到这个扫罗和大卫他们的实际上的做法。
And we see what Saul and David did.
一个是自己越来越大，到最后灭亡。
See that one of them became greater at greater himself and passed away.
可是大卫呢？是在这个从这个做一件这个杀死哥利亚，慢慢的来依靠更加体验依靠神帮助他的恩典，把后来把神放第一在他生活上。
We see that David started with the killing of Goliath and gradually decreased to relying on God.
那到最后他建了圣殿做这一切事情人都不再赞美他了，而是什么来赞美神，也使他国也赞美这个国度。
So that at the end people were not praising David but were praising God and his kingdom.
有一次有一个刚好聊起不知道什么原因就聊起话来，就说我就提到说我只剩下两年半的时间在纽约教会。
And it was one time, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about. I mentioned that I only have about 2.5 years left in New York.
那有些人就很难过。
And some people are very sad.
希望我会多留一点，多留一点。
They hope that I could stay longer.
可是我就直接很坦白，很直的跟他说。
But I was very frank with them.
我说这个什么，老的不去新的不来
So that if the old does not go, the new will not come.
烂的不走好的不进来。
If the rot does not leave, the good will not come.
其实我走对你们有好处。
So when I leave, it's for your own good.
为什么
？And why?
你想看你们以后要听了六年的道理。
You think about it, you heard my sermons for about 6 years.
有时候已经没有什么新东西了。
And there's really not much more.
老师有时候听到最后也是，就是那一套吧。
And at the end, you feel that I've heard it before.
灵修就这样子做。
To culture.
有时候准备道理，准备快不出来东西出来给你们。
And then when I prepare sermons, I don't have much more to prepare.
可是新的过来的话。
But if a new comes.
他会讲一些按照圣经的道理，可是从来我没有想过的。跟你们大家分享。
He will share the words of the Bible, but in ways that I haven't thought of.
那会帮助我们带领我们纽约教会走下一个阶段。
And help our New York Church to go into the next stage.
所以对我来讲，我离开纽约教会是好的。
So to me, to leave New York Church is a good thing.
当然这段时间还有两个半，所以当然也有托付一些事情，要把一些事情做好才能走。
During the remaining 2.5 years, God of course has a task for us to finish.
我也知道说这要把握机会。
And I have to grasp the opportunity.
因为有时候看到有些人，他们错过机会了，他们说我想再回来做，已经没有机会了。
And see the people when they lose the opportunity and they come back and say I want to do it, the opportunity is already gone.
所以我要保住我的机会在这里。
So I want to take advantage of my opportunity here.
那我希望我们弟兄姐妹也保住我 机会，现在我还在这里。
And I also hope the members will also take the opportunity of the time that I am still here.
啊，去查考神要我们做什么。
And to examine what God wants us to do.
哎，所以在我们生活当中，那我们的心里面呢，主越来越兴旺，
so that
越来越少。
In our lives, how God can increase and we decrease ourselves.
那同时也让这个啊神的名被高举，那我们的名呢？没人知道。
And glorify God's name and make our names lesser and lesser.
啊，这样才会荣耀神。
So that we can glorify God.
我们要让年轻人呢，工作的人越来越多。
And we have to have our young workers increase the number of our young workers.
我们退下来来协助他们。
So that we can step down and help them.
啊，来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.